Blog Talk Radio. the show. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry. Tonight's reading will be taken from Isaiah 5, 20. And it reads, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. That is the reading of Isaiah 20, Isaiah 5, 20 and 21. Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God, Elder Elijah, for the introduction, and Elder Eva for the script reading. And you know, that's a very good scripture because we see this happening all over the place right now. People putting evil, calling evil good and good evil. All you got to do is just look around. It's happening right in our faces today. And so that's why I wanted to come to you tonight and try to look at one of those things that the people are calling good, and when actually it originated from an evil, very, very evil practice. You know? And so, but they lied about it. If you do your research, you can see some of the writings on how they done printed up things, made it seem so beautiful. It's Thanksgiving, you know, and it's kind of like the Halloween that we talked about last week, you know, because these things, again, this is their first dark day, dark time of the year, hell out day, Halloween that we just talked about last week, you know, and the thing about it, kind of warn people about this stuff because we tried to anyway. And we went over a few things about the danger, you know, of taking your children out at night and having them go around to different people's houses, calling out this trick-or-treat thing, you know. And we noticed they take them out in the street. Even I, coming home the other night, I had to actually slow my car down to about 5 miles per hour. Through the whole neighborhood, you know, people just came out in big droves. No wonder, wow, you know, this death celebration, this hell celebration thing. I mean, so many people out there, they had both sides of the road blocked off almost with cars and just narrowed the main street down because so many cars were on both sides. I said, now, this is something, you know, people are just either deceived or they just understand what they're doing. I don't know. Or some of them may understand what they're doing. But I tell you what, you know, and like we kind of talked about last week, we know that that is a dangerous thing to be doing out there at night like that, children dressed in dark costumes and things, because that's the time that we see a lot of pedestrian auto type accident. You know, people get killed. You know, and it happened right here in my neck of the woods over here, in Florida down here, over in Fort Walton. Yeah, Fort Walton Beach down that area. We woke up on the news after the night of the Halloween celebration thing that they did. We found that little kid, sure enough, out there, him and his mom, and somehow, I don't know, he got a little bit of weight, got started from his mom a little bit, you know. But anyway, some tough trafficker came through, didn't even see the kid. Didn't even see it. And next thing you know, hit the kid is gone. Yeah, you know. So that's just one of those situations where Satan got his energy, got him a piece of energy back by the child losing his life, you know. Because of this hell, I think, death and hell worship that comes from Halloween, you know? And so it's real. And not only that, not a few guys, I think it was 3 or 4 or 5, I don't know how many it was, came through, and they were, I understand that they were about a guy and just shot through a car. A person is riding in a van, I believe. Shot through it. Killed them on it. Stays on that very hell I day, Halloween, night of death, whatever it is that they're celebrating out there. They, Satan knows what he was doing. He got you. He got what he'd be out there for. He'll get it, you know? And so that's why we just cannot allow ourselves to fall prey to this kind of craziness that is that these pagans, you know, these pagans are doing out there, you know? And you know, there ain't no such thing as Christians because, but we want to kind of look at paganism anyway. Paganism, the word paganism, you know, came from, it probably referred to a very pre-Christian religion belonging to a number of ancient cultures. You know, those from Greece, Rome, Egypt, Scandinavia, and so on. It has come to also represent, in some circles, the modern ideology of Wicca and the followers of revised versions of the old practices, the revised version of the old practices, old practices is the worship of the gods, okay, from ancient cultures that are now worshipped in today's culture, ancient of the gods, fallen angel, okay? And so that's what we see going on. Now, when they fall prey to these hell ideas that we get coming up on us, you know, like I said, we had this, one of the biggest ones that opened up the season for them, which was Halloween last week. Now, we're coming up on one of the other ones, which is Thanksgiving, you see? And so, this is just basically a form of satanic worship. That's what it is. Okay? What it means, you know, to do worship of the God, you know, fallen angels, and of Satan himself. If this is all pagan, they were all pagans before we came into the truth because we worship him. We just worship the God. But we can, you know, the hallelujah, he has brought us out, saved us, enlightened us, kept us to come out of that system of worship. That's why Yah is so strong about letting us hear what he's going to do to that system out there. It's all pagan. It's all Satan worship, Christianity, Islam, Judaism. It's all the rest of it. It's Satan worshiping the devil. You see? And so that's why we're out here trying to do what we're doing now. Trying to at least bring people into this knowledge. Into the understanding that we are to not be caught up in this one on out there with these pagans that we are around. Okay? I know because Yah has warned us big time in Scripture. He's given us plenty of warning in his law about this stuff. So we don't really have to allow ourselves to fall into their way of living. You see, he told us we're not to do after the nations around us who was brought into the land, you know, into the promised land. He warned us, don't fall into their way of worship during the days that they do to their God, okay? So he tells us in Exodus 20, verse 3, you have no God, our faith, okay? You got do not make for yourself a carved image. We see all kinds of things that was going on last week during this Halloween celebration. Carved out fucking heads, jack-o'-lanterns, you know? We're not to do that. We are not to do that. And he tells us, you know, don't bow down to them or serve them. You know? Your power and the jealous power. Incidentally, cooking yourself the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generations of those who they need. See? So, let's show kindness to thousands of those who love God and guard faith. See, that's where we want to be. We want to be in that number, guarding and paying close attention to the word of God. Okay? Making sure that we don't allow ourselves to fall into this crazy going around right now, as we speak, that will be going on all the way out through until January. After this is January, even all the way through it, through February, the whole winter, they got something for you, okay? Because after New Year, you know, thing, then they got the elephant. They look at it, you know? So you, every time you turn around, they got something that they have set up in place from Yahweh's word to be tried to from the truth. They keep you following stuff that is of the devil and stuff, okay? And that's why, you know, it's good to tell us. Now, be careful. It tells us what we're doing. And we must pay attention to what he's saying because, you know, if we don't, we'll fall into the same kind of stuff they're doing and fall into condemnation that he said coming upon those who worship. Let's see. I want to look at this one quick scripture here. First Corinthians. That's where I want to go. You know, because this is no joke for us. You know, it's not time for us to take this lightly. We got to be serious about what God is telling us. We got to be serious about paying attention to what he's telling us to do, okay? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It says here, what then, what then do I say? That an idol is of any value? Or that which is slaughtered to idols is of any value? But no, it's a no. But what the nations or the Gentiles slaughter, they slaughter to demons. So the scripture tells us right there, you don't have to be just making up stuff, you know? Because that's what it is. It is demon worship, okay? And we know, so who tells us they worship the demons and not to Yah, and I do not excuse to become sharers with demons. We just can't be a sharer of demons. You are not able to drink the cup of the master and the cup of demons. You are not able to partake of the table of the master, okay, and of the table of demons. You see? So we just can't do it because it won't work anyway. You know, it's just a waste of time. Okay? But one thing about this coming up now, it says, I just want to look at a couple of things, okay, because when we look at some of this stuff that they got written out there concerning the anyway, if you really have to do a much deeper research to really come up with the truth, okay, because they're going to lie to you, they're going to make this thing sound good, you know, just like it's just a nice thing, just praising God. If you're a Christian, you're praising God, you're giving thanks to God and all that. But they won't tell you the truth behind this thing, you see, because we know it's different. We know these people came over here, and even after they were greeted kindly and helped in order to get themselves to a position where they can survive, okay? And they turn around. The people that have helped them, you know, turn on them and turn around and kill them, murder them, okay? You're talking about, and they have learned what's going to do. In fact, that's what a real Thanksgiving came from, you know, killing the Indians, those that have helped them, you know, get their life together after they come over there and didn't even know how to survive. You know, they're talking about the pilgrims. There's the word pilgrims. And so this is what it happens. In fact, football, you think that's a happy, good game and all that good stuff, you know, that comes from the heads of the Indians that they have slaughtered. Okay, then they start playing football with the head. So it's an ugly thing. It's an ugly thing, but, you know, look it up now. You see all of this good writing about it. Oh, it just looks good. It's smoking up, you know, of their God. All that stuff. It just made it look pretty. But, the truth is, you know, you can't change the truth. You can't change it. You can lie. You can look, but God's not love. You know, you can lie to him. you want to. And I'm going to read something here. And I think this note before I read it is probably going to make it seem like, you know, oh, Thanksgiving, I did. It's okay. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday celebrated on various dates. In Canada, the United States, some of the Caribbean islands, and Liberia, it began as a day of giving thanks for the blessing of the harvest and of the preceding year. Similar main festival holidays occur in Germany and Japan. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday of October in Canada. You know, these are all just pounding stuff that they put out there. You know, if you think you have something good, you think, oh man, Thanksgiving, you know. Okay? And on the fourth Thursday, it's the festival of November in the United States and around the same part of the year, given as historical roots and religious and cultural tradition. It has long been celebrated as a secular holiday as well, okay? So one thing about it, when I see that word, cultural and religious, see, we need to think about that, okay? Because when we take a look at what religion means, I'm if I can't find the information that I do have somewhere. Let me just look at this. Let's see here. Because it may be if it says something on the board, I'm really going to try to go with this thing here because I want the truth to be known. Let me just look at the word here. Religion, well, let me start with the word first, paganism, has come to refer to various pre-Christian religions, okay, belonging to a number of ancient cultures, those from Greece, Rome, Egypt, Scandinavia, and so on. It has come to also represent, in some circles, the modern ideology of Wicca. This is where I'm just going over there again. Wicca and the followers of revived versions of the old practices. The revived version of old practices is the worship of the gods from the cultures that are now worshipped in today's culture. Now the gods are the fallen angels that they're talking about, okay? So that all connects to that religion, connects to that thing, all right? We go on here. So the old practices renew or change to fit today's time, okay? According to secular Peter Brown of Princeton University, Hellenism was initially utilized in place of paganism. Hellenism was a reference to Aegean, the native ancient Greek name for what is now called Greece. Brown explains that when Christianity started making appearance in the Eastern communities, Hellenism was used to differentiate the non-Christian from the Christian. Those from Hellas tended to remain faithful to the old religion. Okay? The old religion is, again, the worship of the God. The God that God said. Okay? Now remember what I said. God are the fallen angels, okay? So you know that's all about Satan worship. Worship of the God. God says, okay? Paganism. Hellenism comes from the word Hellenism. And it means the spreading of Greek culture. Now, hell is the grave. It is death. So the spreading of Hellenism is the spreading of death, right? And that's what we got to remember now, okay? Brown explains that when Christianity started making appearances in Eastern communities, Hellenism was used to differentiate the non-Christian from the Christian. Now, in other words, I'm going to get this girl in the theater, elders, and I'll let one of y'all come on up. It says here, on the one hand, the term Christian is not to mean the people who worship Jesus, to mean the servants of God, okay, who were called Christians as a derogatory term, Christians being the smeared one, and servants of God were called this as an offensive term because they were meaning when it says to distinguish the Christians from those who are not Christians, it's saying to separate those truly keeping God's law from the pagans, okay? See, so there comes God, and always have people that, you know, honor him, honor his law. And on another hand, this is also calling us about when Christianity was forming and the ancient pagan practices were transforming into the neo-pagan practices, we speak to this, meaning the open worship of the God became religion. Okay? The open worship of the God. In order for Christianity to practice paganism without people knowing it, they had to persecute not just servants of Yah, but also kill off the ancient pagans. And this is where the separation between those who openly worship Satan, the ancient pagans, and those who secretly worship Satan, the neo-pagans, comes in, okay? And this is where they sit. So, you know, there's a whole lot that we can get into about this, you know, so that you can understand when you're bowing down to these different hella days that are, you know, that we're going through now, especially these days, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, your New Year's, and all of these things, all of these things, Valentine, all of these pagan dates, because this stuff is pagan. So this pagan is Satan, or it is its origin is from Satan, from paganism, okay? So you just remember that. You say that, and the founder of the Christian religion was a pagan, okay? He was worshipped, he worshipped the God, big time. He was a big old pagan, he was Constantine, was such a pagan, okay? High priest, or chief priest, okay? So if the founder of Christianity was pagan, so the pagan high priest, okay, what does this mean? What is this? You know, Christianity be made up of just the same thing. Paganism. Christianity is made of paganism. Devil worship. Okay? Satan worship. So we gotta understand this. Because, you know, they wanna bring all this stuff in, pretty it up with their little Christian names and titles and stuff like that. To fool you, try to fool you. Okay? And when they were forming the doctrine of Christianity, those who are openly worshiping the God had to be done away with. And then the name and worship of the same God can continue under new names. And paganism can take on a new identity. For example, the old days they built temples to get on top of them in the old days. Okay? But today they build churches in honor of Jesus. Okay? Jesus is J-E-S-U-S, and I believe if you pronounce that in Hebrew, it's Jesus. You see, so it's still Zeus. You see how they fixed it up, made it seem, they're trying to hide it so they can trick you. In the old days, they worshipped Isis. Today, they worship the Virgin Mary. You see, so these are things we got to kind of be aware of so that we can look under the cover. Like the scripture says, uncover her skirt, let her show her high heart of the brother and sister, that you know, lift up the skirt of this whore, you see, and shows, you see what's really ugly, and that's what we're attempting it to do, you know, is make sure we uncover this thing so that she don't get it continuously. We as the children of Yah don't continually be tricked into worshiping Satan under the names of Christianity. See? Understand, Christianity is old paganism. Old paganism is the worship of God, the fallen angel. Okay? a different name, depending on the language of all the culture worshiping them at the time. And this is what paganism is. Paganism, pagan is the worshiper of the devil. And their pagan practices is the religious ceremony and ritual that they perform in their worship of the devil. So you go to somebody's church today, their religious practices that they do in there, it is all about them worshiping the devil. Okay? Elders, I tell you what, let me just take it just a little bit further, then okay, let you guys have it. Okay? Let me just bring this up real quick before we go any further. The word religion, the word religia. Religia means to bind or to connect. So religion means to rebind or reconnect. Okay? Now you have to ask yourself, what are they reconnecting or rebinding themselves to? Okay? Look on this. You can see that they are rebinding and reconnecting themselves to God through religious practices and rituals. And this is how ancient pagan practices became modern religious customs and traditions. Right? So keep that in mind. So when you go and bow down to this Thanksgiving or Christmas stuff that is coming on, okay? Remember that the gods are following. They came down and presented themselves to mankind. The people worshiped them as God, and they made vows to them. So each religious institution has made a vow to bind themselves to the worship of that particular God or goddess. Whether that's the coven of witches worshiping demons, or whether that's a group of Christians worshiping Jesus. Each group of pagans have a set of laws and customs that they live by because Satan is a copycat. Okay? And just like the servants of Yah have customs and laws, the gods require their people to have the same and these are pagan practices. Okay? Let's just take one example so that again I'm going to go ahead and go. It says here, an Asherah pole, okay? Pole that stood near Canaanite location to honor the mother goddess Asherah. Deuteronomy 16:21 tells us what? Do not plant for yourself any tree as an Asherah near the altar of Yah, your father, that you make for yourself. See? Scripture's clear about that, okay? Tells us, do not, okay? Look what it says in Judges 6, verse 25. And the same night it came to be that Yah said to him, take the young bull of your father and the second bull of 7 years old, and you shall throw down the altar of Baal that your father has and cut down the Asherah that is beside it. Right? There now, you know. So take it a little further. Let's see. What are we talking about? And today, Asherah pole is worshipped in the form of a Christmas tree. Okay? You got it right from the scripture, right? That's what it's called, Jeremiah 10:3. What does it say? For the prescribed customs of these people are worthless. For one cuts a tree from the forest, work for the hands of the craftsman with a cutting tool. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammer so that it does not topple. So this is what I'm trying to bring out so we can understand. Let's don't allow ourselves to get caught up in this God worship through these pagan oh, you're just trying to take away the Christian value. You're just trying to take away the nice thing that I've even the fun for my kids. You know, they use that kind of, you know, rationalify what they're doing. See? But the word doesn't change. And the truth doesn't change. You know, Satan might try to cover it up, dolly it up, in a kind of way, pretty it up, but it's going to be free. The same truth is true. We just got to make sure we dig into it and understand it for ourselves so that we don't allow ourselves to be going against God's word, okay, and not knowing. All right? But ignorance is bliss. And that's why God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay? But the last time, the lack of knowledge is because you rejected knowledge. See? And therefore, he's going to reject you. So hallelujah, elders. Let me let you guys come up and continue this thing out here because we've got to warn our people. Like I said last week, we're going to have to stand against this pagan worship that is up on the world right now. And all the way through this, because it's not just us. There are others like us that's doing the same thing, giving out the truth, exposing the truth about these hell days that are up on us now during this dark time of the year. Okay? Plenty of us out there working, trying to make sure we get our people free from this pagan worship. So hallelujah, elder. Hallelujah. So they are far online from this pagan holiday. They basically covered what all other little to it and in the eyes of your people who are searching for the truth and who need to come out of these pagan holidays. We know in Christianity it's all full up in all these denominations. That's what they do. And they always try to justify what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Without facing the fact that it's pagan. Before getting into the actual history of Thanksgiving, which may shock and surprise some people, let's look at two Christian arguments for keeping it. They say, I don't keep Thanksgiving Day as a holy day. It is a national day of giving thanks for what the dear God has provided, which is not a holy day. And you got to see, you know, given the only reason why they do that is because they know where this Thanksgiving started from. And that is the Catholic Church. Everything that God does, you know, he's doing the opposite. Happy in his own way and do his own way. He made it to understand many Christians by justifying Christmas and Easter. Many observe those starry pagan days that keep them as pagan holidays or holy days, but observe them nonetheless. The question is it right to keep any of them? The Catholic Church expects all good giving day too. There are many Protestant churches that also keep Thanksgiving Day as holy. Holy as a Christian literally means set apart for God. And in this case, for religious observance by attending church. In other words, any church that speaks of giving thanks on this day is taking that day apart for Thanksgiving. No, of course. We should thank Yah every day for his graciousness towards us and his many benefits. But Thanksgiving Day is a special day set aside by the church to give thanks to their God. Yes, where it does speak of it in Scripture? The quick create holy day unto Yah? Does he? Another Christian defense of Thanksgiving Day is that even if it is from pagan times, we are at liberty to keep it because we are offering our thanks unto the Lord Jesus, and he will appreciate it. But God sets himself up the way early as what he has done to his pagan time and the things that he has done that don't align with what he has said we should do. But they try to justify it anyway because they claim it's a thanksgiving. They don't really go into the real reason why or what takes place in this pagan holiday. You know, Yahweh commands us to not be like the pagan, offer of worship to Yah the way the pagan worship their God. In Deuteronomy 12, 28 and 32, it reads, "Mark and obey all these words which I command you, that it might be well with you and your children after you forever. When you do what is good and right in the eyes of Yah, your father, when Yah, your father, does cut off from before you the nation which you go to dispose it, and you dispose them and dwell in their land, guard yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire about your mighty ones, saying, how did these nations serve their mighty ones? Do not do so to Yah, your father, for every abomination which Yah hates, they have done to their mighty ones, for they even burn their sons and daughters in the fire to their mighty ones. All the words I am commanding you, guard to do it, do not add to it, nor take away from it." And that's what they do. They have to take away in the influence. Do not realize that all things can pagan people have your own holy day, where they give thanks to their God for the provision that the God allegedly gave them. Thanksgiving Day is one of them. It is hard to understand Thanksgiving Day, even if it didn't go back to pagan times, which it does. Pagan times ended? No. At some point, the pagan holy day were only a few years old. Did that make them any more right for Christians to take them and use them as expressions of thanksgiving and honor Jesus? Thanksgiving Day is not a day or day or authorized by Yah for his people. It's considered by many who love Yah to be a holy day. A lady upon finding out that I didn't keep Thanksgiving said to me, "Why isn't it a Christian holiday? You know, they put it out here so much, an holiday. They mislead people, you know, with these pagan holidays. And this woman doesn't even go to church when she asks questions. What kind of witness are we giving to these people out here? You know, the way we live it, the things we do. You know, and that's why we are misleading those who really don't know the truth. You know? And we got to change. Pay a witness to the living. Yeah. Do Christians proclaim who observe day that Yah has not ordained. But part of them all the Pharisees acted when they make up traditions that went against the word of Yah and proclaim that the traditions were of Yah. In Matthew 15, reads,
It
reads, and the fellow thought, "Then you came to your also with scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem, saying, why do your thought one transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread? But he answered, said to them, why do you also transgress the command of Yah because of your tradition? For Yah has commanded, saying, respect your father and your mother, and he who curse father or mother, let him be put to death. But you said, whosoever says to his father or mother, whatever you might have received from me has been dedicated. It is truly released from respecting his father or mother, so you have nullified the command of Yah
by your Yahushua rightly prophesied about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and respect me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as teaching the command of men. And calling the crozier, he said to them, hear and understand, not that which goes into the mouth defile the man, but that which comes out of the mouth defile the man. Then the Lord one came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees often when they hear his word? But he answered them, which my heavenly Father has not granted shall be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind see the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Abraham said to them, explain this parable to us. And Yahusha said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters into the mouth goes into the stomach? And is cast out into the soul. But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And these defile the man. You know, it is so much we have to understand. And many things we don't understand. You know, our people, they don't understand about this Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, these paganism days. And what's in the church? It's full in the church. Just what is Thanksgiving Day? Church proclaim it as an holiday for the purpose of giving thanks to Yah for the many blessings they have received, especially agricultural. Quoting in fact here in the last line, it says, 7 days of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, out of the mouth of men. Why do we need another fall of this festival? Yah has given us Sukkot. Leviticus 23, 33, 44, if I have time to read some of that for you, you know, more on what it talks about Sukkot, so you can, you know, follow us and see where we're going with it. Leviticus 23:33 says, and Yah spoke to Moses, said, speak to the servant of Israel, saying, on the 15 days of the 7th new moon is a festival of Sukkot. For 7 days to Yah, for gathering, you do no severe work. For 7 days you bring an offering made by fire to Yah. On the 8 days you shall be a set apart gathering for you. And you shall bring an offering made by fire here, the closing festival, you do no several work. These are the appointed time of year which you proclaim as set apart gathering to bring an offering made by fire here, an ascending offering and a grain offering, a slaughtering and a drink offering as commanded for every day. Beside the Sabbath of year, and beside your gifts and beside all your vows, and all your voluntary offerings which you give to Yah. On the 15 days of the 7th new moon, when you gather in the fruit of your land, celebrate the festival of Yah for 7 days. On the 7th day is a rest, and on the 8th day a rest. And you shall take on the first day the fruit of good trees, branches of palm trees, twigs of leafy trees, and willow of the tree, and shall rejoice before Yah your Father for 7 days. And you shall celebrate it as a festival to Yah for 7 days in the year. Along forever in the generation, celebrate it in the 7th new moon. Dwell in booth for 7 days. All who are native born in Israel dwell in booth, so that your generation know that I made the children of Israel dwell in the booth when I brought them out of the land of Israel. I am Yah, your Father. Thus said Moshe, speak of the appointed time of Yah, the children of Israel. The theme upon it that to keep the cut and then to keep only 30 or so days later, another office day of Thanksgiving. Yeah, but very strange. Thanksgiving Day is an oath, right? Do you see that what I just read? A clear copy. The point of fear has struck again. Did you ever wonder why the majority of your people don't keep these days? Keep the day he has signed us only. The majority are by Satan. The majority
time he also keeps on giving it for those of you whom he has called out of Babylon. But keeps on giving it is hard to be cast cause for concern. Because you're concerned of this family. Too many of us all seem to be making holiday. And it does seem as we don't care. We make excuses for this pagan holiday. Most history books would like to convince us that Thanksgiving Day goes back to only the Plymouth Rock. And the Plymouth Rock was not the first Thanksgiving Day, though. And so, have you ever wondered why Canada has a Thanksgiving Day, but on a different day? This pagan feast honoring the agricultural gods go back thousands of years in one form or another. Thanksgiving Day in the United States and Canada has been set apart for the giving of thanks to God for the blessing of the year. Originally, it was a harvest Thanksgiving. And while the purpose has become less specified, the festival still takes place late in autumn after the crops have been gathered. Indeed, it is probable an old growth of the harvest home celebration in England. Such celebrations are of very ancient origin, being nearly universal among primitive people. The first Thanksgiving in the New World, however, was not merely a long back before the Indians returned to their forests and to the colonies to be attacked. So the word is that the first Thanksgiving was just the first Thanksgiving in the New World. In 1789, Protestants served in America known as the first Thursday in November as a regular annual day for giving thanks. With that Thanksgiving Day on the first Thursday in November, it was very close to Sukkot, which generally fall in October. It was not until 1888, however, that the Roman Catholic Church formally recognized the day. For the country, but especially in New England, where the custom originated, the day is looked upon with a great reverence. That's not like a holy day or a day set apart to us. This is also what happens for Christmas and Easter. Thanksgiving Day in Canada, the Dominion too, as an annual Thanksgiving Day, which is celebrated in much the same way, with family, reunion, and religious services. Notice, family, religious services. How can this be a religious day? Isn't that the same as a holy day? Where does Yah in Scripture tell us to celebrate it? It is proclaimed by the Governor General as an Arabic festival, but although it is public cultural holiday, it is not traditional in day. Usually, it falls on the last Monday in October. But if Arabic is especially early, an early day may be appointed. When the corn crop was gathered in the fall of 1621, Governor Bradford decree a day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a day to give thanks for the harvest and for other blessings of the past year. Governor Bradford of Plymouth Colony ordered the day for feasting and thanks. Although we have nationalized Thanksgiving, celebrations were held in ancient times to give thanks for the bountiful harvest. The Greek honor Demeter, the goddess of agriculture, with a 9-day celebration. The Roman honor Ceres, and the Saxon Joy, with a feast to celebrate the reaping of the harvest. And the two have given thanks for the bountiful harvest with their 8-day feast of Tabernacles. Thanksgiving holiday. It is a religious holiday. It welcomes the Christmas. I'm sure we all know that. It is a religious holiday. Thanksgiving Day is a pagan day. Say it again. Thanksgiving Day is a pagan day of giving thanks that Satan has set up. He's a copycat. Don't forget. Thanksgiving is a giving of thanks for divine bounty. Churches of all denominational are open for service on this particular Thursday every year, quite as important as worship on this day in the renewal of family ties. pilgrims and Indians, turkey and pumpkin pie are also much part of the American tradition, that it is hard for us to realize that the digging of Thanksgiving goes back not only to the old world, but to the early world. Pilgrims, proud on all the holidays, Merry England, are refused to celebrate even Christmas because they knew of its pagan origin. They knew it, family, they knew it.
Mm-hmm.
In proclaiming a day of Thanksgiving after the crops were gathered for winter setting, they certainly did not know that they were acting in tradition, which went back to the time when men first began to sow and reap. Long before the dwellers by the side learned to measure the year or dream of building pyramids, all people grow grain, give thanks and thanks at harvest time to the beings who had given them their daily bread. The Old Testament includes many references to harvest festival. It is recorded that Moses gave his their harvest festival, which was called the Feast of Tabernacles. Yahushua observed to pass through the tabernacle every year of his life, with his good reason. He gave it to the people Israel as a reminder of the food that he provided for Israel in the wilderness, and also the present harvest and the spiritual harvest to come, when Yah would feed his people with his son. You know, family, this is the serious thing we're talking about, and many of us don't even realize it. Even before the Biblical time, the ancient people of the Mediterranean fasted, held festivals at harvest time in honor of the Earth Mother, the goddess of the corn. Corn being the European term for any grain, you know, slash American corn, it's called maize, was always one of the most important deities in the hierarchy of the gods. Children was the young god of vegetation. The ancient mind called the Earth Mother Astarte, the tall Earth Femele, the Mimeoan, and an Earth Mother for each district. All these local deities were absorbed by the Greeks into one great goddess, Demeter. Astarte and Semele, also known as the Queen of Heaven and our fertility goddess, different countries, the name of the goddess was same, but their function remained similar, if not identical, and was more than just filling a horn of plenty. Thanking the goddess, it is besides eating, feasting, etc., the married woman practiced precious rites. After the cups were organized, the woman spent the next day bathing nude in the sea and dancing and playing games on the shore. Then they fasted, sung, then feasted, sung, and a general deity. All this lasted over a period of 7 days. The Roman harvest festival was called Cyrilia, after Cyrus, the Roman goddess of the corn. With the acceptance of Christianity as the official religion of Rome and the conversion of barbarians who had invaded the Roman Empire, these pagan rituals were frowned upon and even forbidden by law. However, the peasants clung to them and made the word pagan originally meaning simple and idiot, really. As late as the 16th century, Saint Benedict found the local peasantry worship of Father in a clear group. Even after conversion, old habits and beliefs died hard, and the church was too busy to trouble with minor heresy. The benevolent Earth Mother blended with the equally benevolent Mother of Christ, the Lord, whose memory of local deities, fused with the Christian tale of saints to provide patrons for villages, and the white rose bodies of grain lived on in various guides to those who live the harvest as an emotional and religious significance. Their gratitude finds expression in rest in honor of being who they feel is most closely related to fruitfulness and being of warm earth rather than cold heaven. Even today, all pagan belief in the corn mother still survive among the peasants. In Cornucopia, our horn of plenty is a symbolic hollow horn filled with an acceptable gift of celebratory food. In modern depictions, the Cornucopia is called a hollow horn shaped wicker basket filled with various signs of festival fruit and vegetables. In most of North America, the Cornucopia has come to be associated with Thanksgiving and the harvest. Family, it's just so much goes on there that it's hard to really get away from it. In many parts of Europe, the pilgrims undoubtedly brought memory of such English harvest home celebration with them when they come to the New World. They have also witnessed Thanksgiving ceremonies during their sojourn in Holland. The pilgrims themselves would have denied that the Thanksgiving feast in honor of their first harvest in 1621 was evoked by memory of the profane practice of the old world. However, our revolutionaries, political or religious, once their goal is accomplished, turn back to the pattern of the society in which they have been reared. And the pilgrims at the time of the first Thanksgiving were no exception. Abraham Lincoln declared on October 3rd, 1863, after Thanksgiving had become a national holiday, that all in the United States would set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens. I'm going to stop here so I'm going to tell again, come on. So, family, that's what's going on with Thanksgiving. It's a pagan holiday. That's not been changed. And they basically your holy days. And that's what's going on here. It's not hard to see. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Again, this is the hymn. This is okay. Elder Elias, are you ready to come on up? Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Okay, okay. Here's a scripture I want to read, Elder. Jeremiah, I'm talking about the glasses. Well, I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
It does say, yeah, learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed, signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed. Listen to this. For the custom of the people are vain. Read it in Amplified. It says, for the custom, ordinance, and practice of the people are false. In Utah. So what do we have here? Thanksgiving. We have just another day of the winter solstice. The same season. This is the season of death. We practice it back in the time of old. And they're practicing it now. Because there's nothing new under the sun. So, but what we have in Western Christianity is they always adopt and mix. So this is no different. They've adopted this old custom here, just like they did the solstice, and they mixed it in to the new. That's why the Catholic Church grew and expounded any and every practice of their province. They would take that custom, same custom we read, say the customs of the people are vain, customs of the people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
But they would take them and they would adopt and they would a lot of times renamed. So that December 25th, that date is so old. That's just an example. That date is so old that when I find Catholics trying to do it, they say, okay, keep it stupid. Whatever you want, whatever you guys are doing with it, keep it. Just put it under the stamp of Jesus. And as a matter of fact, it was in the 3rd century that they took that day and said, okay, we're going to make this a new Savior's birth. So this thinking, just like talked earlier about Halloween, and just like Christmas, this is just another same pagan day that's been adopted by the Roman Church. Scriptures tell us customs of the people, customs of the heathen, they are vain. I have a little thing I'm going to read. Yuletide cultures, the world over for thousands of years. This goes way back. This started the solar year where they celebrate the life, the rebirth of the sun. Rebirth of the sun. Doesn't that ring a bell? The sun on the day. Sun worship. So, Peter, the light goes out. It's like today, many people, excuse me, in old Europe, it was known as Yule. Before you get that term Yuletide. From the north, you mean wheel. Today, many in Western-based cultures refer to this holiday as Christmas season. That's over here in the holiday season. So if you don't think that Thanksgiving is part of the holiday season, part of the Christmas season, just look at the day after Thanksgiving. They're all tied together. What do they call the day after Thanksgiving? How does call it
Black
Friday. Black Friday.
Yeah.
It's all part, and matter of fact, in a way, it's bigger than Christmas. That's
yeah.
Where all the money in the holiday season is spent. They're all interrelated these days. So you have the day that all the merchants, and I know Elder Eber would know a lot about this. You know, anybody who's into department stores and selling the merchandise and everything, they know, any retailer knows that Thursday, that Friday after Thanksgiving is the biggest spending day of the year. Matter of fact, some businesses derive over half of their total sales for the whole entire year on that day alone. That's how powerful that day is. But and don't you think that these this is just all by happen? These evil merchants do all kind of intent to get the people be rich so they can go out, spend their hard-earned money, and put it into their hands. So we know the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation talks about this world monetary system. And do you know how this world monetary system is ran? I mean, you could go on for days talking about fiat currency and all the such. It can be very complicated in the natural. But I like what the book of Revelation says. I think it's an 18th chapter. It pulls down to it. It says, is ran by sorcery. This world financial system is ran by sorcery. So that's the have their Christmas decorations up. Or, by the end of October 31st, the Christmas of Death. You will see. Let me continue to read. It says, today many people in Western Mexico refer to this as the holiday season, Christmas season. Yet a look into its origin reveals its pagan roots. Emperor Aurelian established December 25th as the birthday of the Invincible Cloud in the 3rd century as part of the Roman Winter Solstice celebration. Shortly thereafter, 73, the Christians, always in the middle of these pagan rites and rituals. The Christian Church, I'm sorry, this light goes out practically every 5 seconds. It says, in 273, the 3rd century, the Christian Church selected this day to represent the rebirth and to celebrate, to represent the birthday of Jesus. Okay, so they just picked it. They picked that something right there. They just picked the day and said, for our salvation, for our God, we're going to pick that his birthday is going to be December 25th. And it says, and by 336, that's the 4th century, this Roman solar feast day was Christianized. Okay, became a part of Christian canon.
Mm-hmm.
January 6th, celebrated as Epiphany of Christendom and linked with the visit of the Magi, was originally an Egyptian date for the winter solstice. See, so they even have ancient came under the Catholic Church. Man, they just went around the world. Bring us all your demonic devil worship days. We'll take them and we'll rename them. Give them a Christian name for them. Okay, it says, most of the customs, lore, symbols, and rituals associated with the Christmas season, or the winter solstice season, actually are linked to solstice celebrations of the ancient pagan cultures. While Christian mythology interwoven with contemporary observances of this holiday time, its pagan nature is still strong and apparent. Pagans today, pagans are worshiping, doing sacrifices when it's this time of year, can readily re-paganize Christmas time in the Christmas season and the secular new year by giving a pagan spiritual focus to existing holiday customs and by creating new traditions that draw on ancient ways. Nothing new under the sun. Here are some ways to do this. But here's some ways that they do this. Bring the old demonic days into the new. Old demonic customs into the new. Here's some ways they can do this. And they have a bullet list. I'm not going to read all. Y-U-L-E. That's that, you know, that song they sing on New Year's Eve, Yuletide. Celebrate you with a series of rituals. Now, I don't want to just skip over these words. It says rituals, feasts, and other activities, but rituals. What do you think these Wiccans, you know, these witches, these Luciferians, what they do in their private ceremony? They're doing rituals. demonic speech is just a Christian thing to do. It says, okay, as it says, after it says, after your relatives, as Christian relatives celebrate, says, by adoptive perspective, pagan parents can help their children develop an understanding of the multicultural and interfaith aspect this holiday time. So that's like teaching children to be bright and view that nothing new under the sun. Exchanges and seeds. Course of several days, so you wonder where that gift giving came from. That's old. It's like you say, this was back thousands of years. So this was nothing new. Perhaps gift exchanges and seeds over the course of several days and nights, as was done of old. Hardy, hardy, New Year's Eve, not just to welcome in the new calendar year, but also to welcome the new solar year. Okay, like I said, I'm not going to get all of it. I just want to go down to this other bullet point. It says, here's another way to do it. And they say, these are ways, did we know what we were doing when we were having our kids to sit on this white man's lap and jump in the red suit? You know, did the scripture say, faith is the God of this world? So, is a God. It says, reclaim Santa Claus as a pagan god. And you look at the word Santa, it has Satan in it. And if you look at the original, call it the tradition, not the tradition, but the legend of the Santa Claus, where Satan started for the very evil, was not the look at S-A-N-T-A and S-A-T-A-N. It's very simple. And they're telling you now that Santa is a pagan god. Reclaim it. They say, claim it again. Say, God, reclaim Santa as a pagan god. Today's Santa is a hope figure with multicultural roots. He embodies characteristics of Santa. With Baptist, Roman agricultural God, also known as Father Thomas, the Holy King, the Celtic God, of the dying, Father Sight, Grandfather, Frost, Russian Winter God, Soul, y'all know of Soul, as the Norman, Son of God, Rise of God, Spirit, drawn by Ghost, Odin, Boston, the Scandinavian, Teutonic, all father, rise to die on an eight-legged horse. Frey, Norse, fertility god, and the T-O-M-A, there we go, about the giving gift, known for giving gifts to children at this time of year. Santa's reindeer can be viewed as forms of her, the Celtic horned god. Decorate their home with Santa images that reflect pagan heritage. So, they're talking about the Celtic horn god. Now, what does that bring to mind? Does that bring to mind Baphomet? You know, that the figure that's shown Mason, you know, Baphomet, the horn figure. He has the horns, and he has the female breast, you know, don't play. That they call my horn, the Celtic horn god. So all of these are demonic figures and symbols that honor the goddess of great mother. Place pagan mother goddess images around your home. Does that sound like Wiccanism? Wiccan? Because they're talking about the earth. You may also want to include one with a sun child, such as ice or pagan goddess. Originally, ring was goddess of abundance and prophecy. Am, that's OPS. Am, Roman goddess of plenty. Offset, that's slash Isis. Yes, they got Offset from Isis. Multicultural, all goddess. Worship continued in Christian times under the name Mary. So remember, the Catholic Church just got a lot of pagan customs and traditions, not only but from all the areas, you know, from all the areas that they conquered. So you have their adopting even the Egyptian god. So it says, worship continued in Christian times under the name Mary. Lucina, St. Lucy, Roman, Swedish, goddess, saint of light, and Bethan, Italian, look for Beth, and I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to read two sentences of the next bullet point. It says, honor the solar year with light. Do a solstice eve ritual in which you meditate. Look for this. Do a solstice eve ritual in which you meditate in darkness. Then welcome the birth of the sun by lighting candles. This is straight up witchcraft and singing chants. Listen, and singing chants and pagan carols. That's all sisters' carols. Your chants. Singing chants and pagan carols. We think we're doing, we used to do a nice thing, gathered around family, sing Christmas. I'll stop there. This was a very good website. I wish I could, if we were online, I would post a link. It tells all about false, the demonic pagan season, all the way from Halloween through the New Year. And Thanksgiving, almost like dinner. Right in the center, so to speak. So, this is scripture says, it says, learn not the way of the heathen. And it says, for the custom of the heathen, the custom of the pagan people are vain. Scripture in Acts, it says, times of our ignorance, you know, we were calling our creator by different names, everything. And also during times of our ignorance, we participated in these same customs, these demonic customs. But you know what? He said, Yah winked at it back then because it was a time of our ignorance. But he says there's a time when all must repent. When is that time? When you know the truth. So when you know the truth, some say when you know better, you do better. When you know the truth, you do not participate in the world's custom. When they say the world is, they're just empty. No, it means they're evil. They're demonic. They are anti-God. Some of the Christian church told God, they're anti-God. They're anti-creation. This is the way that the devil trying to duplicate or replicate what Yah has. Devil always tries to have a counterfeit. Yah has his feast time, his feast day. What do you think these times are? They're just fake feast time, feast days. That's why Yah says, don't participate in it. Come out, we're not participating in these times. High season. These ways are not Yah said word that he hates their feast, the feast of the world. The feast that he did not establish, he said he hates those days because he knows those days do not honor him. They honor another God. How do you think he said he hates your days? He hates your feast days and everything. He hates them because they don't honor him. They honor another. They honor a lesser God. That's doubt counter you brought that up any time. Wonder why, even in the Hebrew to the Israelite walk, why do so many use the term Elohim? And they use it like it's an acceptable term. But if you look back at El being the chief God and Elohim being many or plural, we know that there's only one creator.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is not El. You know where those El's come, Babylonian, out of Babylon. What did they do to the Israelites that they took camp, Gabrak, Meshach, Abednego? They changed their name. They put El at the end of them. Like Daniel, changed to Daniel. Ezekiel. They changed the Yo-Yil, Yo-Yil, into the El. Why? To represent their God, the prophet, our creator, Y-A-H-M. But they changed it to El. Now today we still have those among us who are fully conscious Israelites still using that term Elohim. Still use that Babylonian term. But why use the Babylonian term? Babylon, the most legal book in the world, one of the most legal books in the world, the book that the Jewish people use, the Ashkenazi, that's the Babylonian poem. That book has witchcraft in it. Why are we using a term that we know we're speaking? But I know that's another subject. But it just goes to show how things are easily adapted to put out of way. Just like when we were in Christianity and other religions, we readily celebrated things like Christmas. Not all, but probably the majority, because we thought it was innocent and it was sanctioned by our religion. Of course, now we know the Catholic Church sanctions everything. Pretty much sanctions everything, really. They got so many pedophiles in the Catholic Church. But the main point is, do not learn the way that Jesus. Do not but learn not to participate in the way of the heathen. One other thing I want to point out now. I look at the holiday season, and I look at us as a people, Israelites, those who are conscious and not conscious. Over the land of our captivity, a lot of us, we go along just because of the custom. That's why I say don't keep the customs of the people. We go along with it. Most of us, during the time of our ignorance in Christianity, we didn't even question the holiday. We didn't even question Thanksgiving, Halloween. I mean, we might know maybe Halloween has some evil beginning, but most of us just thought it was just fun. Get candy, go out. Thanksgiving was fun. You get to eat all the turkey dressing and Christmas was fun, people giving you gifts, New Year's, party. We didn't question it enough. We just went along with it. Because the authority has set it up and we trusted it. The authorities of our religion, authorities of the nation. But if you look back, play it out, in the days of Babylon, when we were in captivity, we were also in the land of our captivity, in Babylon. Look at the parallel. I mean, the parallel is clear as day to me now. But I'm just going to summarize it. Let me see what time. I'm going to summarize it. We went along back then. Well, you see, three people didn't go along, but the majority of us went along when Nebuchadnezzar set up this golden image, right? Set up this image. And he called all of his advisors and everything and called the trumpet players. And he says, you know, in this demonic image, just like these days are custom and they're demonic. And we participated in them. And so he set up this age. How was they going to participate? He said, whenever you hear the music and the sackcloth, and let me just read a couple of them, not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Daniel, and it is in chapter 3. And let me start at verse 1. I'm aware of time. Read through real quick some of the brief points. It says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 3 4 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 feet. He set it up, laid up, Uruk, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and all the rulers, neither those authority figures. He's right. Counselors, sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image. Well, that's a god, the image, which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the princes, governors, captains, judges, and all that were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then and Harold cried aloud. This guy is playing for us. He cried aloud. He says, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, telling all the subjects. Remember, this was the time when we were in the land of our captivity. It says, that at the time here, bound up the cornet, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, he fall down and worship golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoso falleth, not down and worship it, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And I'm going to stop there. I'm going to summarize what happened. People, what did they do? They acquiesced, went along with it. You had three that stood out on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Of course, you had this person who says, hey, we see these three Israelites that came over this way. They're not doing it. They're not falling down and worshiping. And so they threw them in. But I don't want to just focus on those three so much. I want to focus on all the others. On all the others we're falling down the first. And that's what we do as a majority of us. Go along to get along. And we don't even question. And so they will worship as this pagan god. Just like you read the book of Maccabees, you would see some were even started to eat swine. But then you had some to resist. So here we have been going about all these years, you know, celebrating Christmas, putting up a tree, you know, giving a gift like this bullet point I read and everything. We know all this is demonic, you know, singing Christmas carols, which is just chant. We were doing all this, our religion, by our authority. And hallelujah, those have become enlightened, even if it almost cost them their life. But what is God doing with us today? He's enlightened us, just like he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We ought to take a stand against this.
Mm-hmm.
We are not
to make that stand, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The customs of the people are vain. They are evil. And Yah says, come out from them. Well, I'm going to yield back the time. And I say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, elder, so God, so God. You know, it's interesting you brought this word Elohim out, you know, because that's just one of the things that we see. It just has taken root among our people, and they don't think nothing about it, you know. And, of course, when I look at the scripture, Exodus 23, right here is where God's given us the law, you know. And he tells us, Exodus 23, verse 13. And that's why I say we got to stay close to his word. Guard his word. Because, you know, if you're not careful, you might just overlook this one verse. You know? And it just simply says, and in all that I have said to you, take heed and make no business of the name of other mighty ones. Let it not be heard from your mouth. Speak, and I speak the word of God. And just the verse above that, it says, 6 days you have to do your work, and on the seventh day you rest. That's verse 12. In other words, he's giving you his laws, his commandments. You know, verse 14, three times a year, you have to celebrate a festival to me. Stay on it. Now, how is it going to skip verse 13? You can go to all of the other verses, you can get to all, okay, I got to do this, and yet, because ignore verse 13, Exodus 23, okay, we need to think about that, you know, because it's all out there, you know, Elohim, know for sure that I am going to never forget this particular verse. Exodus Elohim referring to the Father as an El. You know, it's a God. Elohim, many gods. I've done a little bit of research into that. You know, it goes all the way back down to the Canaanite pantheon. See? And so, you know, I don't use the word Elohim. I don't. Say whatever you want to. Take it any way you want to. You know, this is my thing, okay? And so that's just the way it is. So, but, you know, Todai's elder, you know, at least bringing it up, okay? You know, because that's important. Guard his word. Guard him. I mean, pay close attention to his word. Talking about these holidays, Elohim, you know, because we are obligated to guard his word and make sure we're keeping his word properly. No, we're not out there being carried away with the world, you know. We have got hosts who told us, broad is the way that leads to destruction. The straight and narrow this way that leads to eternal life. So we've got to make sure we keep our eyes open at all times, okay? And pay close attention to it. And you know, I like the way you brought out Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, because that explains that Christmas tree. You know, especially in verse 4, where it says they adorned it with silver and gold. They fastened it with nails and hammers so that it does topple. Now, they were doing this with that tree way before it's the same as Christ Mass, by Christmas. This is pre-religion, pre-Christian. And so this is what they were doing. But like, you know, when they came in, because pagans came into the Christian, being alive, those who kind of Catholic church, adopted, accepted all of it. No, it sounds good. We can make it sound. Just come on in, just be part of us before, you know. And so that's where it is. Now, it's that this is a Christmas tree. This is it. It is explained to us here in Jeremiah 10. You know, tells them, learn not to wait. This is their Christmas tree. And every time a little child, in a bus, bow down to
tree the gifts. Maybe their parents or anybody has put under the tree, they have felt that they have sacrificed to this tree. They have bowed themselves to the actual pole. Okay? And Yahweh does not want us to do this. Okay? It is a pagan practice. Okay? Unlike the old days where people openly worship the God, today it is hidden behind religious institutions and holidays. That's where they do this, because that's how they is today, trying to deflect, trying to hide them, to disguise themselves. You know, Scripture 1, the thing disguises himself as an angel of light. See, we got a part of you, be aware of these things. Stay alert. Don't go to sleep, okay? Because, you know, we find ourselves, you know, slipping into darkness. We don't want to do that, okay? So when God says, not celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter because of this pagan, this means do not celebrate him, because these holidays are in the worship of the God, fallen angels. Okay? Exodus 34:12, as it tells us here, say, guard yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be a snare in your midst. Pastor Luke says, you can be angry. To us, to our people, our nation of Israel, it has become a snare because we're turning to all these God things, and we're holding on to them, we're fighting everybody else that's trying to tell us, warn us against them. I mean, they come out fighting into tooth and nail, and that's just what's going on. Verse 13, the next 34, but break down their altars and smash their pillars and cut down that Asherah, okay, that tree, okay, cut it down, get rid of it, okay, pagan practice, not just the holidays, but it is also done in the form of religion. Through religion, the people are reconnecting with the God. They are making a vow and a covenant with the God. No wonder we have put the bullet under the curse. Our nation is done. In ancient paganism, they openly connected themselves to the God, whereas today, they do it through the various religions. For instance, Christianity, the worship of the sun god. Islam, the worship of the moon god. Judaism, the worship of Satan. Flat out. Now you got this Judeo-Christian, all the other religions follow these two. Any other religion. No, some worship one God, some worship any God, but they all worship God. You know? They do. The only difference between the form of God worship and form from back in the day is that back then people knew they were worshiping the God. When they built temples to Zeus, they knew it was because he was a god. They knew what they were doing far as God worship was concerned. People who practice ancient paganism know they worship the devil, but today people are led to believe there is a difference between the two. See? They are led to believe it. That's what's happening. Whether they know it or not, are worshipers of the devil. Okay? We are worship of the God, and God is spirit, fallen angels, okay? And laws and customs and traditions they live by their practices, okay? So this whole thing, we got to be careful. We just got to guard his word. Come out of her. Come out of that pagan devil worship. That's what it is. You know, worshiping Satan himself. So at this point here, elders, I feel like we have about 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm willing to let somebody else come up. If you have a last word you want to say, maybe you need an elder, so come on up, and we can let it close on out. Okay? All right.
So the elders, family, the elders have come tonight, and we bring a very important message. direction that you may look into your life and change it. I just want to let you know that Satan copied the day and ways of the earth, but pervert them with the intent of leading your people astray. What harm is there in it if we worship Yah this way? The prophet Daniel spoke of Satan changing the time, the law. You can read that in Daniel 7:25. And he, the fourth, shall speak the serious word against the Most High Yah. You shall wear out the saint of the Most High Yah, and shall intend to change time with the Sabbath, peace of Israel and the law. And the saint shall be given into his hand until a time and time and the dividing of time. Christian keeping pagan days. Yeah, also it does not surprise you. Yeah. He knew it was going to happen. But it is offensive to him and sinful Christian to call it only a pagan way of worship, worshiping the God of Israel, but also Christian don't worship him in the day that Yah has ordained. In this case, the Feast of Tabernacles, you know, they don't do that. The worship on Sunday, Thanksgiving Day was not acceptable to Yah 3,000 years ago. How could it be different today? Yah was instructed to keep all the instructions, that means the law that Yah gave to Israel, so that he and his son after him would be blessed by Yah forever, doing what was good and right in the eyes of Yah. Family, we have to do as you said. We don't. We go about for a tradition, for a pagan holiday because we want to do it and we justify it. Think because we justify it, that make it right. That does not make it right, family. That does not make it right. It's pagan. It's not accepted by you. It was not set forth by you. And we need to drop it. We need to resort that to your laws, statutes, commandments, and do as he said. That's all I have to say tonight to the family. Hope you get it. Hope you revisit, look, take a look in your life, and if any of these things that you are doing, I pray that you understand what we are saying tonight, and that you'll make a change in your life so you can have a chance at salvation. Because if we continue to keep pagan holidays, you continue to go down the wrong road, trying to take the path of the road that is should be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right. Elder, I just want to inform our listening audience to please tune in for next week. If y'all willing, we want to set up, we have two tape, source tape that we want you to listen to. We're going to play clips of it. Like I say, y'all will want to play clips, clips of these tapes, and you're going to hear, we're going to expose faith. You're going to hear the most sadistic, evil rituals that are performed. And we're not talking about ancient times. We're talking about today's times, modern times. Even dealing with human sacrifice. To hear this, family, please tune in tomorrow. I mean, next week, if y'all willing, we want to play some of these. Hold the debate. Yes, we hear the anger of life. But we're going to take the sheets off of them. Like you said, Elder, we're going to pull up the skirt. We're going to expose it. We're going to expose it so you can see what it really is about. Going to hear what these witches really do. Do you think these are real people, real testimonies? Like I say, if y'all willing, we're going to play these clips and we're going to do some expose. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, well, y'all been listening to
Israelite nation elders. And again, we want to welcome you. We will be back on next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Central Time. If you have any questions, feel free, you know, to just press one on your phone and ask a question while we're here in the room. And we will be glad to hear what you guys say on your support. So, in the meantime, go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom.